在圣经里面，约翰福音第八章，他讲到有一件事情。
There's a thing recorded in John chapter 8.
也就是说，在有一个时候呢，文士和法利赛人他们捉拿到一个正在行淫中的妇人。
Because the scribes and a group of people, they caught this woman who was at the very act of adultery.
他们把她带到主的面前。
And they brought this woman to the Lord.
他们讲说，照着摩西的律法。
They said according to the law of Moses.
这个妇人呢是在行淫当中被抓到的。
She was caught at her very act of adultery.
所以他们是应该可以用石头把她打死。
According to the law, she should be stoned to death.
他们用这个事情来试探耶稣。
And therefore they tempted the Lord with this incident.
他们想要拿到告耶稣的把柄。
Because they try to find some wrongs of Jesus so they can condemn him.
后来主耶稣他讲了一句话，这是非常有名的一句话。
And Jesus replied with a very famous saying.
耶稣对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
He said, he who among you has no sin may cast the first stone.
我们想想那幅图画，有好多人围着这个妇人。
Just picture this, a big group of people surrounding this woman.
这些文士法律赛人他们自以为是遵行律法的。
And especially those scribes around the woman, they regard themselselves a group of people who is law abiding.
他们自以为是神所称许的。
They thought their deeds please God.
高过许许多多所有其他的人。
And surpasses a lot of deeds of other pagans.
所以他们觉得说他是没有罪的，可以用这个石头打这个。
They felt they were sinless, and they are qualified to stone her to death.
但是那一天主耶稣问的时候，你们中间谁是没有罪的？
But when Jesus asked, who among you has no sin?
在圣经里面，如果你去查考它原文的圣经，
If you study the original context,
它有一句话讲到说，他们的良心受了责备。
It tells us that their conscience was condemned by what Jesus said.
所以他们就一个一个的出去了。
Therefore, one by one, they left.
他们的良心受了责备。
Their conscience was condemned.
当神的儿子在那里说这句话，
When the Son of God spoke,
只有神的儿子是完全圣洁的。
He was the only one who was holy without blemish.
完全没有罪的。
Completely without sin.
当主耶稣问说，你们谁是没有罪的？
So when Jesus questioned, who has no sin?
这句话让他们的良心受了责备。
That questioning condemned their conscience.
没有一个人敢先把这个石头打下去。
Therefore no one could cast the first stone.
我们一起来读一下我们第八章第十节和第十一节。
Let's read together verse 8, chapter 8 verse 10 and 11.
耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。主耶稣讲说，我也不定你的罪。
And Jesus said, then neither do I condemn you.
去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Go now and leave your life of sin.
好像我们每一次来到神的面前，
So every time when we come to the Lord,
有一件事情我们很自然就应该会知道。
We should know this one thing very naturally.
我们是一个罪人。
That we are a sinner.
圣经告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪。
And Bible tells us clearly that all have sinned,
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And have fall short of the glory of the Lord.
有人讲说，为什么来到教会老是要讲这个罪呢？
And a lot of people may ask, how come when we go to church we heard about sin all the time?
一讲到罪好像让我们觉得很刺耳的。
And I really don't like to hear about that kind of verses.
但是当我们要来到神的面前，
But in order to come to God,
或者说当神要来到人的中间，
Or when God comes to man,
我们看见当亚当夏娃他们犯了罪以后，
After Adam and Eve sinned,
神在伊甸园里面，
God was in the Garden of Eden,
神原本和亚当夏娃是非常亲近的。
And prior to that, he had a very intimate relationship with Adam and Eve.
那天神在那里寻找，
But that day, God was looking for them.
人啊，你在哪里？
God said, where are you, man?
这是神在那里寻找人。
God was looking for man.
我们看见亚当是怎么回答的呢？
And how did Adam reply?
今天如果有一个人问你说，诶，你在哪里？
If somebody asks you today, where are you?
你可能应该是回答说，哎，我在家里，我在教会。
You may say, oh, I'm in the church, I'm at home.
或者说我在台湾，我在中国。
Or I'm in China, or I'm in Taiwan.
当神在那里问说，亚当啊，你在哪里？
But when God was asking Adam, where are you?
可是亚当的回答非常的奇怪。
And Adam had very strange reply.
他把自己躲起来。
He hid himself.
他为什么知道他要逃避神的面？
Why did he try to hide away from the face of God?
因为他犯了罪。
Because he sinned.
罪进到他的里面。
The sin has entered into his heart.
罪进到世人的中间。
And sin has come into the world.
所以亚当他在那里要逃避神的面。
Therefore, what Adam did naturally was to hide away from the face of the Lord.
过去好像他从来不觉得他是赤身肉体的。
And in the past, he never felt anything wrong with being naked.
但当罪进来了以后，
But after the sin entered,
他知道他是赤身肉体。
He suddenly realized he was naked.
但是我们看见人类犯罪堕落以后，
And we all know after man sinned and fell,
何等的盼望自己也能够得到拯救。
They also wish to be saved.
何等的盼望今天人能够有一条路能够来到神的面前。
They wish there's a way they can come back to God.
刚刚我们讲到约翰福音第八章，
And we just shared about chapter 8 of John.
这是圣经里面非常有名的一段圣经。
This is a very famous passage in the Bible.
特别是主耶稣在问说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以拿石头来，先拿石头来打他。
Especially Jesus questioning about who among you has no sin may cast the first stone.
以前我记得在公司里面，
I remember when I was working,
整个在开会的当中，
in a meeting,
啊，好多人争吵争吵来的，
a lot of co-workers like to argue,
那个老板就用这一节圣经啊，
and my boss quoted this particular verse,
他是一个犹太人，
because he himself was a Jew,
我想他也并不信耶稣的，
neither was he a Christian though,
他就讲说，谁拿第一块石头啊。
So he challenged that who will cast the first stone.
所以这个成了一个好像非常有名，而且大家习惯使用的。
So what Jesus said here has been quoted many times by people.
但是我们知道，只有神的儿子他来问这句话。
But only when the Son of God questioned.
能够叫人的良心受了责备。
That questioning will come with the power to condemn our conscience.
因为在这位圣洁毫无玷污的人子的面前。
Because in front of this holy and without blemish Son of God.
我们都知道世人都犯了罪。
We all have to admit that we have all sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fell short of the glory of God.
那这个亏缺就是达不到神的那个标准。
And this short means we have come short of God's standard.
我们曾经稍微解释过这个罪的意义。
We explained to you before what's the definition of the word sin.
这个罪的意义就是尺不中地，就是你射箭射不到那个靶心。
Sin means you miss the target.
所以并不是讲到你去杀人放火。
Not necessarily means you conduct a criminal act like killing or murdering.
或者做了好多的恶事。
Or a lot of evil deeds.
讲到说神在我们身上有一个旨意。
It talks about God has this perfect will on each one of us.
今天人亏缺了神的荣耀。
But now we have sinned and fell short of that glorious
God. 达不到神的标准。
We missed the target. We cannot reach the standard of God.
这个叫做
And all that means we have sinned.
但是神看见世人都犯了罪。
And when God saw the whole world have sinned,
神有一个心愿要把人拯救。
He had this desire to save us.
罗马书第三章二十三、二十四节，我们一起来读。
Let's read this together. Romans 3:23-24.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。在这边我们看到有一个恩典。
Here you see the word grace.
恩典呢，因着耶稣基督的救赎。
And this grace comes from the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
白白的称义。
And so we can be justified freely.
今天我们说我们是一个蒙恩的罪人。
So that's why we talk about that we are a sinner saved by grace.
怎么讲说是蒙恩呢？
Why would we refer ourselves as sinner saved by grace?
也就是说照着我们所事所做的一切。
Because according to what we are or what we have done.
我们不配得着现在的地位。
We'll never be worthy to receive the position we have today.
我们不要以为我们今天可以来到神面前是一件很小的事情。
Don't regard a small thing that we can actually come into the presence of God.
这是一个很大的事情。
This is a big thing.
你不要以为这就是一点点的恩典。
Don't think this is a small favor or grace.
这是一个很大很大的恩典。
This is a great favor and grace.
我们蒙神的恩典。
That we have received the grace of God.
不单蒙恩典，它是因着耶稣基督的救赎。
And this grace come through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
所以我们会稍微讲一点耶稣基督的救赎。
And like to share with you a little bit about the redemption of Jesus Christ.
他讲到我们白白的称义。
And also he talk about how we can be justified freely.
在神的面前，他看我们是义的。
So when God look at us, he look us as we are right.
在前面一节圣经讲到没有义人。
But the previous verse says there's no one that's righteous.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
没有义人，连一个也没有。
So in the eyes of God, supposedly there's not even a single person that's righteous.
但是神白白称我们为义。
But now he justified us freely.
我们看见在约翰福音第八章十一节。
In John chapter 8 verse 11.
耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
Jesus told the woman, Neither do I condemn you.
去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Go now and leave your life of sin.
很多人读到这节圣经。
And many people, when they read this verse,
他们想到神这个恩典实在是这么的浩大。
So what they thought was, wow, since God's grace is so great.
很多时候他们就读前面这一段。
So they only read up to the first half of this verse.
我也不定你的罪。
That Jesus said, Neither do I condemn you.
所以他们觉得啊，真的是恩典实在是太好了。
So they would thought, oh, you know, God's grace is wonderful.
我们不被定罪了。
We are no longer condemned.
这完全是恩典。
It's all God's grace.
但是呢，这个恩典呢，如果只读这个前面一句。
But if we stop here.
我们看见这叫做廉价的恩典。
Then we are considered this grace a cheap grace.
到了罗马书六章第一节第二节是这样说的
Like quoted here Romans chapter 6 verse 1 and 2
这样怎么说呢
What shall we say then
我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗
Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase
好像保罗问了这个问题
Paul asked this question
他自己就回答了
And then he also answered to his
own question 他的回答是斩钉截铁的
He was very certain in the way he answers
他说断乎不可
He said by no means
我们在罪上死了的人岂可仍在罪中活着呢
We died to sin How can we live in it any longer
保罗问的一个问题是很多人他们以为只要是恩典
And this is a question actually referred to a lot of common problem people have.
神就不定我们的罪。
They figure that God has grace for us and God doesn't condemn us anymore.
他们好像找到了一个非常好的这个方法一样。
It's like they find this perfect solution to their problem.
他们可以继续在罪中。
So they can continue to sin.
反正你犯罪，主说我也不定你的罪。
Since Jesus has said, neither do I condemn you.
所以这个逻辑是非常奇怪的。
This is a very interesting logic we have.
但是我们说今天的确有很多甚至神的儿女他们落在这样一个情形的里面
But unfortunately many even children of God are falling into this condition
的确是享受神向着我们极大的恩典
On one hand we enjoy this great grace of God
的确我们可以享受到今天来到神的面前主耶稣他怎么说的我也不定你的罪
Yes indeed we can have this grace as Jesus has indicated neither do I condemn you
甚至有人讲说那是不是每一次我犯罪就是把恩典显得更多呢
And people even argue by saying you know if I sin more then don't I manifest God's grace even more
因为我犯罪犯得多所以神的赦免就多恩典也就更多对不对
Well if I sin more then forgiveness will be more and God's grace will be even more isn't it
保罗讲说断乎不可
Paul says by no means
因为主耶稣他不是只讲到前面这一句我也不定你的罪
Because Jesus did not stop halfway by just saying neither do I condemn you
主说去吧从此不要再犯罪了
He also said go now and leave your life of sin
从此不要再犯罪了
Means sin no more
所以罗马书这边讲到说我们在罪上死了的人岂可仍在罪中活 活着呢?
That's why in Romans it says that we die to sin, how can we live in it any longer?
因为我们若真的知道这恩典的宝贵,
if we truly understand the preciousness of God's grace,
我们不会来接受一个廉价的恩典,
then we will not just accept grace as it's a cheap grace.
主耶稣讲说从此不要再犯罪了
Jesus says go now and leave your life of sin
有些人呢他读这一段这节圣经呢他就重点在放在后面这一段
Another problem some people whose attention is only on the second half of Jesus saying here
对于前面主说我也不定你的罪
They don't pay too much attention about first saying that neither do I condemn you
主所给我们的一个完全的赦免
What Jesus has given to us is a complete forgiveness
主所做成的救恩是完全的救恩
His salvation is a full salvation
他是一次永远将自己完全的献上
Once and for all He offered himself as a sacrifice
他为我们完成了永远赎罪的事情
And he fulfilled this eternal salvation for us
今天有很多人他们落到另外一个情况的里面
And a lot of children of God fell into another category
好像主的恩典还不太够
It's like as if the grace of God alone is just not enough
甚至有人想说今天99%靠恩典
Some people may say You know I think salvation is 99% of grace
但是呢还有1%总得靠我们自己、啊、
And 1% of our own effort
从此不要再犯罪了
So Jesus says Leave your life for sin
所以有很多的时候人又活在一个行为的里面
Therefore the result is Many times we live In our emphasis of our deeds
在行为的里面呢就充满了恐惧和惧怕
And when you try to act out good deeds Then you're always filled with fear
在过去有一很多的他们一讲到救恩
In the past, when people talk about salvation,
他们是战惊恐惧的
They tremble when, and with fear when they talk about it.
特别到最后还变成了一个宗派的名字
And actually it became a name of a denomination.
他们生怕自己行为得罪了主
They were so afraid that their deeds would offend the Lord.
因为主说从此不要再犯罪了
Because Jesus says, leave your life of sin.
他们生怕说今天我如果又犯了一个罪
Therefore they were so afraid if I sin again.
那我是不是又没有得救了
Does that mean the salvation is gone?
那我又怎么样来努力才能够得救呢
Then how can I work hard to make sure I'm saved again?
我们一起来读一下罗马书十一章第六节
Let's read Romans 11 verse 6.
既是出于恩典就不在乎行为不然恩典就不是恩典了既是恩典就不在于行为
If by grace it's no longer by works
所以我们看见有好多好多神的话
Therefore if you read the word of God
他特别讲到那些律法主义者
And many times you talk about those law abiding people
那些犹太人他们从前是遵守律法的
How those Jews used to abide the law of Moses
后来他们信主了
After they became Christians
但他们里面有一个根深蒂固的想法
But because they have been deeply rooted in their thoughts
说到救恩光是相信好像还是不够的
They have hard time by believing it's enough
他们还要靠自己来做一点什么
They always felt they have to do something to make it work
他们要守律法
So they want to continue to abide by the law.
但是常常又落到了一个情形里面。
But the problem is they will end up falling into a condition.
他们靠着行为要来称义。
That they want to be justified by works, not by grace.
保罗遇到好多好多的征战。
Therefore, Paul encountered many battles.
他一路在这里抵挡。
And all the way he fought.
得救是本乎恩。
He was proclaiming that we are saved by grace
也是因着信
and also by our faith
不是出于我们的行为
not by our works
所以你看见主耶稣他讲一句话
so when Jesus says something
他讲到说我也不定你的罪
he said neither do I condemn you
去吧从此不要再犯罪了
and go now and leave your life of sin
如果你只注重前面一半
if our emphasis is only the first half
享受主赦罪的恩典
that we can always enjoy the grace of forgiveness
有些人得着的恩典是一个廉价的恩典
then a lot of time we regard this grace very cheap
就是说他可以任意的来做什么事情
because I can do all I want
但是神会赦免他
and then wait for God's forgiveness
神会给他恩典
God will give me his grace
但是这不是一个贵重的恩典
but then to people like that salvation is never something very precious
有些人读的呢注重在后面那一段
and some people put their emphasis on the latter half
不要再犯罪了
Leave your life of sin.
他们生怕自己又会犯罪。
Therefore, they tremble in the fear that they might sin again.
生怕这个救恩从他身上又失去了。
They're afraid they might lose the salvation.
所以他们战惊恐惧。
Therefore, they trembled with fear.
那这样的弟兄姊妹呢？他们是很敬虔的。
And people like that, you can say they are godly people, reverent people.
但是他们又把救恩的价值贬低了。
However, they downgrade the value of salvation.
所以我们要来一起看一下到底什么是贵重的恩典。
Therefore we need to take a good look at this. What is this precious grace?
我们一起来读一下以弗所书第一章第七节。
Let's read together Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。那在这一句话的里面，他讲到说，我们借着爱子的血。
Here says we have redemption through His blood.
得蒙救赎。
The forgiveness of sins.
过犯得以赦免。
In accordance with the riches of God's grace.
他说是照着他丰富的恩典。
Here says in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
那这个丰富的恩典是一个贵重的恩典。
And this grace is an expensive one.
今天救恩或者说这个恩典，它是白白的。
Yes, indeed, salvation or grace is free.
但是这个恩典呢，却是无价的。
But it's also something we cannot afford to purchase.
今天白白的恩典，不是说它是不值钱的。
When we say it's free, doesn't mean it values nothing.
反而是说到，因为这个价值太大了。
But because it's so valuable.
在旧约里面讲到要赎弟兄，那个赎价因为太大了，没有一个人能够付出来。
And in the Old Testament talk about in order to redeem somebody, but because the price is too great, therefore no one could do it.
只有神的儿子他能够有资格来赎我们。
But only the Son of God is qualified to redeem.
刚刚我们讲到说什么叫做罪。
We talked about earlier what's the definition of sin.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God.
达不到神的荣耀。
No one can reach God's standard.
达不到那个标准。
No one can reach His standard.
这个是叫做罪。
That is what sin means.
但是今天神要来赦免人的罪。
But when God wants to come and forgive us.
要把赎价付给神，把人赎出来。
In order to pay God.Enough redemption to redeem people.
今天必须用什么赎价呢？
What is the price we have to pay?
他的目的是要我们能够达到他的荣耀。
Okay, the purpose of redemption is that one day we can reach his glory.
所以这个赎价就必须是一个人他能够达到神的荣耀。
Therefore, the price to redeem us has to be somebody who can reach God's standard.
他的标准呢是能够达到律法，而且超过律法的要求。
And his standard has to be at least equal to or even higher than God's standard in the law.
所以我们看见只有神的儿子。
Therefore, only the Son of God can do it.
他有资格为我们来赎罪。
He is the only one who's qualified to redeem.
他是完全的。
Because he is perfect.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
他是完全公义的。
He's all righteous.
但是我们从耶稣基督的身上
And from Jesus Christ
我们何等的渴望我们能够认识这位创造宇宙万有的主宰。
How we desire to come to know this God or Creator through Jesus Christ.
昨天晚上大家一起看了一片创造的奇妙。
Last night we viewed a film talk about the wonder of creation.
昨天我们特别看到是这个动物创造的奇妙。
And they talk about the marvelousness of creation of animals.
那我们当中也有这个生物学家哈，也有化学家。
And we had chemists and biologists among us last night.
那我们刚刚想到说，整个来讲，神的创造实在是太奇妙了。
So when we viewed the film, we felt that God's creation is truly wonderful.
在一个显微镜底下，一个细胞它都是那么奇妙。
Even a little cell under a microscope can be so marvelous.
但是今天想到神创造了我们
And think about us, God's creation.
在我们的身上他有一个荣耀的旨意
When God created us, he had this perfect plan.
在我们的身上他有一个目的他必定要达成的
He had this great purpose which he has to accomplish.
今天神差遣他的儿子来
And God has sent his one and only son to us.
这边讲到说我们借着爱子的血
Here says, in him we have redemption through his blood.
当我们讲到救赎，这个赎价要怎么付出去？
When we talk about redemption, how can the price of redemption be paid?
主耶稣可以来到地上。
Yes, Jesus can always come into the world.
世界上的人都可以稀奇说他是一个最好的人。
And people can marvel that he is the greatest man.
他是最温柔的。
He is most gentle man in the world.
他所说的话是最有智慧的。
And he has most wise saying.
的确，主耶稣他在地上。虽然他来到地上的时候，他没有加洗美容。
Even though when he was born onto the earth, he wasn't a good-looking man.
他也没有为自己在做什么。
Neither did he do anything for his own benefit.
但是我们真的发现何等的奇妙。
But amazingly,
他是最大的君王。
We all know that he was the greatest king.
他是最大的先知。
He was the greatest prophet.
他是最大的祭司。
He also was the greatest priest.
但是耶稣基督来到地上。
When Jesus came into the world,
所有世界上的人都可以说他是哇，好棒，好棒。
Everybody can praise him for his goodness.
可以来称赞他。
Everybody can give him compliments.
可以来说今天呢，只有他好像是一个完人一样。
And everybody regard him to be that perfect man.
他是一个圣人。
He was a holy man.
但是这所有的一切。
But all these
可能跟我们毫没有关系的
have nothing to do with us.
所有的好都在他的身上
because all the goodness stay with him.
所有的丰富都在他的里面
all the riches of glory remain in him.
可以跟我们是没有关系的
so he could have come but had totally nothing to do with us.
主可以来到地上
Jesus can come into the world.
他达到了完全，达到了高峰
he reaches the climax being a perfect man.
他可以登山变相，他可以回到荣耀里面去
he could have climbed up to the mountaintop and transfigured and returned to his glory.
跟我们还是没有关系。
He could have done nothing to do with us.
所以圣经告诉我们，这个救恩到底是怎么完成的。
Therefore, Bible tried to tell us how the salvation, how was the salvation accomplished?
主不是只是来做一个完全的人。
Jesus did not just come into the world to be that perfect example.
今天在伊斯兰教的里面。
In the Islam.
那他们说主耶稣是一个哇很高很高 等次的一个先知啊
And they regarded Jesus to be a high ranking prophet
但是如果主耶稣他只是一个这么好的先知
But if Jesus remained as a great prophet
他和我们也没有什么关系
Then he has nothing to do with you and me
这节圣经里面告诉我们很清楚我们借着爱子的血
But here says very clearly through his blood
借着爱子的血
Through his blood.
这边讲到什么事情
What happened?
讲到说耶稣基督他必须为我们受死
It talk about he must die for us.
身体要为我们裂开
His body must break for us.
他的血要为我们流出来
His blood has been shed for us.
在旧约利未记里面告诉我们活物的生命是在血的里面
Bible tells us that lifeof a living creature is in its blood
或者讲活物的魂是在血的里面
or you can say the soul of a living creature is in his blood
所以这边很奇妙特别讲到说借着爱子的血
and here it says through his blood
主耶稣他不是来到地上好像来表现一下神所要的那个完全是什么样子
Jesus did not come into the world just to be a showcase let us see what God desires to have
的确他来到地上把神的丰富荣耀在肉身里面彰显出来
Indeed, he manifests God himself through his flesh
但是主耶稣他必须为我们流血
But at the same time, he has to shed his blood for us
所以他的流血代表着一个非常重要的意义
Therefore, his shedding of blood means something very significant
在以赛亚书里面讲到他为我们将魂倾倒
In the book of Isaiah it tells us that he poured out his soul life for us
当人家看见主耶稣钉十字架
So when people saw him crucified
人看见他的血流下来
They saw his blood shed
他流进他的宝血
He shed all his blood for us
可能人还不晓得说到底发生了什么事情
People are still unaware of what a great thing had just happened
这是一个义人
He was a righteous man.
他自己没有犯过什么罪。
He didn't do anything wrong.
但是今天他被钉在十字架上。
But now he's crucified.
也许我们可以承认说，他是为着我的罪被钉在十字架上。
We can even confess that for my sin he was crucified.
我们看见他的身体裂开。
We saw his body broke up for us.
看见他的宝血流出来。
His blood shed out.
也许我们可以知道说他的爱是何等的浩大
Yes, we might admire what a great love he has for us
但是我们读到以赛亚书说他为我们将魂倾倒
The book of Isaiah tells us that he poured out his soul life for us.
主开我们的眼睛。
We pray the Lord open our eyes.
看见这位圣洁尊贵的救主。
Seeing this honorable and holy Lord.
他那超凡美丽的生命。
His beautiful and supreme life.
完全满足父神所有的要求。
Fully satisfied God's requirements.
在十字架上不只为我们身体裂开。
So when on the cross, not only he broke his body for us.
他的血流出来。
And shed his blood for us.
他的魂为我们倾倒出来。
His soul life was poured out for us.
这一个生命满足了父神的要求。
That beautiful life fully satisfied God's requirement.
这个赎价是这样子付给神的。
And that's how the price of the redemption was paid.
神一见这个血。
So when God saw the blood,
他就越过我们。
He will pass over our sin.
当神一看见这他的儿子。
When God saw his son,
啊，那个这样的美丽。
What a beautiful life.
这样的完全。
What a perfect man.
没有任何的玷污。
Without any blemish or stain.
完全公义。
Perfectly righteous.
我们没有办法来想象。
This is something you and I cannot imagine.
神心中的那个满足，那个喜乐。
The satisfaction, the content that God has felt.
是神的在他儿子的里面，他操作了这样的一个喜乐。
Therefore, in his son, God felt joy.
我们看见神的救恩是这样子来完成的。
And this is how God accomplished the salvation for us.
我们借着爱子的血。
We have redemption through His blood.
我们得蒙救赎。
The forgiveness of sins.
这是耶稣基督的救赎。
And that is the redemption of Jesus Christ.
他一次永远为我们完成了赎罪的事。
And once for all, He offered up Himself and accomplished the eternal salvation.
赎价已经付清了。
Therefore, the price of redemption has been paid in full.
神已经接收了。
God has accepted.
当神满足的时候。
So when God is satisfied,
有一件事情发生了。
Something will happen.
他不叫他的圣者，他的儿子见朽坏。
That is, he will not let his holy one see decay.
所以主耶稣从死里面复活了。
Therefore, Jesus resurrected.
阴间的权柄不能来捆绑他。
The power of Hades could not confine him.
死亡也不能来辖制他。
Neither can the power of death keep him.
只有这一位耶稣基督从死亡里面出来了。
Jesus is the only person who comes out of death.
这也让我们有一个很确定的把握。
Therefore, you and I can have this assurance.
是神不叫他的圣者见朽坏。
God does want his holy one see decay.
所以神的儿子他满足了父神的要求。
It's because the Son of God has fully satisfied God's requirement.
今天我们讲说信耶稣。
So when we talk aboutBelieving in Jesus.
到底我们是怎么来相信的？
What kind of faith we're talking about?
到底我们信什么样的内容？
What kind of content is our faith?
如果有一个人问你说，你相不相信主耶稣死了？
If people ask you, do you believe Jesus died?
我想没有一个人需要用信心来相信。
I think it doesn't take faith to believe that.
你说孔子死了没有？
Did Confucius die?
我们不需要相信的。
This death is not something takes belief.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，人人必有一死。
Because it's very clearly written in the Bible, everyone will die.
但是很多人不知道，他讲说死后且有审判。
But many people did not know there's judgment after death.
在日本有一个很有名的风景区。
And there was this beautiful scenery, in Japan.
它有一个很高的桥。
And there was this high-rise bridge.
非常的美丽的地方。
Beautiful place.
但是那个地方成了他们自杀的一个非常热门的点呢、啊。
But also it's a very popular place for people to commit suicide.
政府想了半天，用了多少的方法，好像很难去拦阻人呐、啊。
Government tried many ways to stop people from jumping out of the bridge.
后来有基督徒在那里放了一个牌子。
And finally, some Christian put a sign there.
人人必有一死。
Everyone will die.
死后且有审判。
And there's judgment after death.
后来果然这个自杀率就少了很多很多。
And the suicide rate definitely dropped significantly because of that.
我们讲到死亡是不需要你去相信的。
It doesn't take faith for us to believe in death.
但是圣经告诉我们说我们心里信什么呢？
And what does the Bible tell us?
信神叫他从死里面复活了。
What is faith about? It's the faith about God raised him from the dead.
这是我们需要相信的。
This is something takes faith.
今天我们得着的救恩
The salvation you and I have
是一个永远的救恩
It's an eternal salvation
我们所得着的救主
And the Savior you and I have.
是一个活的救主。
It's a living Savior.
他不是在两千年前他曾经在十字架上为我们死了而已。
He didn't just die for us about 2,000 some years ago on the cross.
如果他只是在那个时候为我们死了。
If he just died for us.
我们可以感动说他这样爱我。
We may be very touched by saying, oh, he surely loved us.
他爱我到一个地步他为我死了。
He loved us so much to the point he was willing to die for me.
可是我们永远没有办法得着一个把握。
But you and I will never have the assurance.
我今天可以来到神的面前。
That we can now come to the presence of God.
我们永远没有办法享受主耶稣基督今天住在我的里面。
We can never enjoy the fact that Jesus Christ lives in us.
但是我们何等的感谢主。
But we are so thankful.
他为我们死了。
And he died for us.
他为我们埋葬了。
And he was buried for us.
第三天他也为我们复活了。
And he rose from the dead for us on the third day.
圣经告诉我们，我们心里相信神已经叫他从死里面复活了。
That's why Bible promises if we believe that God has raised him from the dead.
什么时候我们有这样的一个信心？
Whenever we have faith like that.
我们知道救恩是何等的稳固。
That we know we have the sure salvation.
今天这个生命叫我们得到完全的释放。
Can greatly release us.
主告诉我们说，我也不定你的罪了。
When Jesus says, neither do I condemn you.
我们什么时候都可以来到主的面前。
That means we can always come to him.
来到神的面前。
Come to God.
不管神他是如何的完全和圣洁
Doesn't matter how holy and perfect God is
我们可以来到神的面前
We can always come to him
我们知道靠着他的宝血
Because by his blood
我们可以得着赦免
We have the forgiveness of sin
主耶稣讲这句话我也不定你的罪
So when Jesus says neither do I condemn you
主说这句话他何等的清楚他要付何等的代价
When he said this he knew clearly what a price he had to payin order to say something like that.
今天要一个人罪得赦免，这不是一件小事情。
It's not easy to buy a person pardon of sins.
谁赦免？
Who can forgive?
我们要知道说是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
Only the God Creator can forgive.
这位神他好像是最大的一个审判官。
He's the greatest judge of all.
他不能有一点点的不义的。
He has to be perfectly fair.
他不能把有罪的当作无罪。
He cannot regard the sinful as sinless.
所以你今天讲说罪得赦免。
So when you talk about forgiveness of sin,
我们想的不是在一个这个 traffic court 那个不叫真的法官哈，不是说他说这个赦免你了。
It's not like you go to a traffic court when the judge says.Okay, you're free to go. That kind of forgiveness.
它远远大过美国的最高法院呢 ，Supreme Court 这个法官呢。
And the judge here is bigger than the judge in the Supreme Court here.
今天九个大法官在那里说赦免你，还不能远远不能跟这个相比。
Even if all nine judges claim that you are sinless, cannot compare with the forgiveness of sin here. God claims.
今天我们的神他是全然公义的
Because our God is all justified
他不能说随便说就是饶了你让你没有罪了
He cannot just casually say Okay, it's okay, you're sinless
所以今天讲到罪的赦免
So when we talk about forgiveness of sin
是因为耶稣基督为我们付了赎价
It's all because Jesus Christ paid the price
因为他的血为我们流了
His blood was shed for us
因为他的魂为我们倾倒了
His soul life was poured out for us
所以我们要很清楚的知道
Therefore we have to be very clear about this
主耶稣讲说我也不定你的罪
When Jesus says neither do I condemn you
主在这句话里面他付了何等的代价
He paid a great price in order to say something like that
今天我们永远要相信
So we will always want to believe that
我们可以来到神的面前
That we can always come to the presence of God
但是弟兄姊妹亲爱的朋友我们读圣经不能读了上半句不读下半句
But at the same time let's make sure we read the complete verse here
他说去吧从此不要再犯罪了
So go now and leave your life of sin
我们不能停留在说哈我今天罪可以得到赦免了
Don't stay in the condition saying you know my sins are forgiven
我们不能像保罗所说的我们人在罪中叫恩典显多
We cannot continue to stay in sin so that we can manifest God's grace
因为保罗讲说断乎不可
Because Paul says By no means shall you do that
我们在罪上死了的人岂可仍在罪中活着呢
We have died to sin How can we live in it any longer
但是今天我们也问一下
But let's ask this question
告诉我们说从此不要再犯罪了
Here says leave your life of sin
有没有一个基督徒他敢讲从他得救以后他就从来再也不犯过罪了？
Is there any Christian here dare to say after I believe in the Lord I sin, I do not sin anymore?
可能我们想一想，哎呀，上一分钟我好像还在犯罪。
Actually maybe we still sin just a minute ago.
在圣经里面照着神的标准，
According to God's standard in the Bible、
啊、我们恨人的就是杀人的。
If you hate somebody then you have killed that person.
有时候那个标准实在是我们很难一起想象。
That is just too high a standard for our imagination.
但是这边告诉我们说从此不要再犯罪了。
But Jesus says clearly that leave your life of sin.
我们要知道今天在我们里面有一个新的生命。
Therefore we need to know because you and I have received a new life.
今天不是我这个天然人，我信主了以后我的天然人就能够不犯罪。
It's not my old self life can sin no more.
不论我怎么样努力，
The truth is no matter how hard we work,
我心里想要去做的我却不去做，
The result is I will do things that I don't want to do.
我心里不愿意去做的我却去做，
And then I think that I want to do, I just can't do it.
保罗他也讲说我真是苦啊，
Even Paul says woe to me.
我谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
Who can deliver me apart from this dying body?
我们想读到保罗他在讲说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这躯体身体，我们不要以为保罗好像 他怎么会讲这样的话呢。
And don't be surprised why Paul said something like that.
他讲这个话是非常实在的。
Actually what he said was very real.
特别讲到他想要做好。
Especially talk about he tried to do what's right.
很多时候你不想去做好，你可能还没这个感觉。
You know if you don't want to do something right you probably don't feel this way.
你真的想去做好的时候，
When you try to do something right,
你就发现说这个身体啊，这个老旧的人真的是好难控制啊。
And then you realize how hard to control this old self life we have.
有一次跟一个人谈，他讲到他那个有的时候那个 restless 的情形哈。
One time I talked to somebody who has this restless condition.
在他发作的时候，他这个没有办法控制他自己。
And he cannot control himself when it happens.
今天我们讲到说这个老的生命啊，常常也就是这个样子。
And many times so true to usabout our old self life.
但是今天我们里面有一个生命，
But now we have a new life.
叫做不犯罪的生命，
A life that does not sin.
是耶稣基督永远的生命，
It's the eternal life of Jesus Christ.
所以主告诉我们说我也不定你的罪，
So when Jesus neither do I condemn you.
今天我们可以坦然无惧来到父的面前，
That means we can come without fear to God.
今天主在这里说从此不要再犯罪了。
Also when Jesus says leave your life of sin,
我们要知道今天我们得着一个不犯罪的生命。
We have to realize because we have received from him a life that does not sin.
经过我们一生的年日，
And through all the days of our life,
不是靠着我的努力，不是靠着我的坚持，我可以不犯罪。
It's not through my efforts or hard works that I sin no more.
乃是在我里面有一个永远的生命。
But it's all because I have received from God a new life.
神天天变化我们，改变我们。
And that life daily changes us.
到那一天我们见主面的日子，
Until the day we see Jesus,
我们只有向他俯伏敬拜。
That we could do nothing but bow down before him.
我们说他是爱我，为我舍己。
And confess that he truly loves me and he has gave himself for me.
一生这样子来抱抱怀揣
照顾我们。 How he has led me and carried me all the days of my life.
刚刚我们唱的那首诗歌，
And the song we sang earlier,
讲到我们以前怎么样迷失。
He talked about how we were so lost in sin.
轻慢主的爱。
How we despised his love.
远离公义的正路。
We were far away from his righteous path.
从前我们也曾经拒绝过主。
How we rejected him many times.
但是今天我们知道了。
But today we realize
救恩何等的宝贵。
The preciousness of his salvation is indeed true.
他救了我。
He has lifted me.
从最终释放我。
He has set me free from sin.
他在哥哥他为我付上代价。
And he paid the price for my sin on Golgotha.
我一切罪足以完全赦宥。
And he has forgiven me of all my sin.
我们的主使黑夜变为白昼。
And he has turned my nights into days.
好吧，我们一起来唱这首诗。
Why don't we sing a song together? It's in your hymn book 614.
他救了我。
He ransomed me.
Before I was lost in sin, 请满足爱
拦路，我真不知为何拒绝这神流血爱我的耶稣，他救了我，从最终释放我，在哥哥他为我付上代价，付上代价，我一切罪足以完全赦用，使我黑夜变为白昼。
从前我也曾经迷失在最初，
I was lost in a sinful way before，
我也曾经轻慢主的爱，
I despised his great love before，
远离公义的正路，
I was far away from his righteous path。
但是当我们唱到说我们真的永远梦想不到，
yet to my great surprise，
我们能够得到这样的平安和喜乐，
that I can actually have his peace and joy，
这是何等的恩典，
what a grace that is。
啊，我们早间带着感恩的心，我们来唱这样的歌。
With a thankful heart, let's sing the song.
救恩已经完成了。
The salvation is completed.
主耶稣已经为我们受死。
And Jesus died for us already.
主已经为我们埋葬。
And he was buried for us.
宝血已经为我们流出。
And his blood has been shed for us.
主已经为我们从死里面复活。
And he has been risen from the dead for us.
好不好愿意？早上我们都打开我们的心，
Let's open up our hearts this morning，
接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主，
And welcome Jesus to be our Savior，
我们生命要有何等奇妙的改变，
Then we'll experience a great change in our life。
如果愿意我们再把这首诗歌唱一次，你可以站起来唱。
If you're willing to accept Jesus into your heart when we sing the song again, please stand up and sing it。
我们可以一起见证说他救了我，
Together we can testify that he has ransomed，
从最终释放我，
and set me free from sin，
在哥哥他为我付上代价，
and he has paid the price for me on Golgotha，
我一切罪足以完全赦免，
and he has forgiven me of all my sins，
使黑夜变为白昼，
and turn my nights into days。
我们一起来唱，
以前我迷失在最初，轻慢着远离公义正路，我真不知为何拒绝这神流血爱我淋的耶稣，他救了我，从最终释放我，在哥哥他为我付上代价，付上代价，我一切罪足以完全赦用，使我黑夜变为白昼。
第二节
Second verse，
我在永远梦想不到，我能得到这样平安喜乐，基督已拯救我灵魂，也能救我胜过一切罪恶，他
救了我
从最终释放我，在哥哥他为我付上代价，
付上代价，
我一切罪足以完全自由，使我黑夜变为白昼。
我们能不能够真的相信他已经在哥哥他为我们付了代价？
Do we truly believe that he has paid the price for us on Golgotha?
我们是不是真的相信我一切罪主已经完全赦宥？
Do we truly believe that he has forgiven of our sins?
我们有没有领受他爱我们的大爱？
Do we receive from him the great love?
我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变？
What a great change our life would experience.
我们是超过我们所想所求的。
It's beyond what
we can even imagine.
我们再把第二节唱一次。
I sing second verse again.
Hallelujah.
我在永远梦想不到，我能得到平安喜乐。罪恶，他救了我，从最终释放我，在哥哥他为我付上代价，我一切罪足以完全自由，使我黑夜变为白。
副歌再来。
Chorus.
他救了我，从最终释放我，在哥哥他为我付上代价，我一切罪足以完全赦用，使我黑夜变为白昼。
哈利路亚，我们在主面前一起有一些的祷告。
Let us pray together.
我想特别邀请今天若在我们当中你有第一次把你的心打开，接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
If anyone among us this morning is your first time opening your heart to accept Jesus as your Savior,
我要带你做一个决志的祷告。
We'd like to lead you into a very important prayer.
我祷告一句，请你跟着我祷告一句。
And in this prayer, we'd like to ask you to repeat after us.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
在各个他。
On Golgotha.
你为我付了代价。
You paid the price for me.
你为我受死。
You died for me.
为我被埋葬。
You were buried for me.
你也为我从死里面复活。
You also was raised from the dead for me.
主，我心里相信。
Therefore, I believe in my heart.
神已经叫你从死里复活。
That God has raised you from the dead.
我口里承认。
And I confess with my mouth.
耶稣基督是主。
That Jesus Christ is the Lord.
你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
你是我永远的拯救。
You are my eternal salvation.
得着我的一生来跟随你。
Oh Lord Jesus, accept me to follow you all the days of my life.
来荣耀你。
To glorify you.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
I thank you, Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.